get hard if you play us.
All right. Keep texting in. What do you think Nick Caserio cheat candy is? Because I don't believe him. I believe he's got a stash of something, some M&M, something. He got something. All right. A couple of things to get to as we roll through on the drive, and we will have the official injury report when it comes out. But right now, what we're hearing, some good news and some not so good news. The good news is Henry Toa had the concussion last week. There were signs that he was going to be back in the building that many people thought, all right, that's a good sign that he showed up at the facility. Well, he was back at practice today. We'll get his designation when the official injury report comes out. Kamari Lassiter, which was thought to be a 2 to 3 week injury, that still doesn't mean that that has changed, Clint, because we saw Joe Mixon practice on a Friday and then miss the game. But a good sign for him to be progressing forward, Kamari Lassiter was back at practice today. No sign of Azeez Alshire. Thought that this could be more of a, it could be more of a 2 week injury than the 1 week injury. Clint, while we continue, you do got a little action right here in the side of the nose.
Got a little booger.
Yep. And Tunzel.
Damn sure do.
Howard and Mixon were all at practice.
on
the corner of my eyes, I just see him trying to find a way to flick it off his fingers and into the ground. And
yeah, what the hell else are you going
to
do?
Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, he is unsuccessful in trying to get that.
Can't get it off,
he
man.
Can't get it. Now he's going to rub it on his jeans. He's gonna do something to it. But those guys, offensive line, mixing them, they all practice today. And then the other point to me from the Colts is Buckner and Taylor. They're arguably their two best players, most accomplished players right now. They have been out. Buckner was on IR. Taylor had been out. They both practiced today, so they are at least in a good place to be maybe trending towards playing on Sunday. So those are the latest unofficial injury updates. As I said, we'll have the latest when the official injury report comes back. But, hell, man, Toa being back at practice, that's big. Lassiter being back at practice, that's big. If you get those two back, I mean, I think those are game changers, especially for the guys that they would be coming in for.
Lassiter being back is big. If that is official and he is back and there's a chance he's back this week, That would be big, and for obvious reasons, getting your starting cornerback, but also give you another cover defender just in case. Give you another cover defender allows you. I've said it multiple times. I think there's a place to expand your coverage packages and give yourself a little better chance in certain situations with more cover DBs on the field. So having Lassiter back, I think would be big. Toa, it's still you know, he's still got some. He's at practice, but has some of that concussion protocol that he still has to pass to get back to where he can play. And so we'll see. But yeah, there's no doubt both those guys being back would be huge.
Big. All right. Well, with that, the Texans did make a move today. They did make a trade, or not a trade. They signed former. We remember mostly from the Buccaneers, Devin White, but he was most recently with the Eagles, who they let him go. But they bring in Devin White, linebacker from, as we said, from the Eagles most recently. Your thoughts on this? This guy's a former multiple-time Pro Bowler, was one of the premier linebackers in the league a couple years ago. Your thoughts when you first saw this, when you first heard this news, your thoughts that the Texans reached out and got Devin White in the fold?
Doesn't surprise me they're bringing in a linebacker that's a plug-and-play guy, that whether he fits or whatever you think of him, he is a guy that can come in and plug and play and should be able to help you. I'm sure there's some shortcomings there. He wouldn't be on the streets. But so that, number one, is clearly, you know, they've got some issues with depth. I mean, I don't remember seeing a snap last week where Neville Hewitt and Jake Hansen weren't on the damn field. Yeah. And so you got, at the very least, it's quality depth that I think you can plug and play and expect him to play pretty quickly and not have to develop him and teach him and yada, yada, yada. So that, number one. But the biggest part for me is, Ron, I didn't realize how young he is. I thought he was older. He's only been in the league 5 years. This is his fifth year.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize that he was a 2019, I think he was the fifth overall in 2019.
He's fifth overall?
He's top 10. I read it earlier. I just don't remember exactly what the number is. I think it was fifth.
Out of LSU.
2019 out of LSU. He was a top 10 pick with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and lit it up for a handful of years. And then the last couple of years, he fell off.
Some injury stuff there, yeah.
My immediate thought, Ron, was Mario Edwards and the difference that they talked about with him in this system. With D'Amico Ryans as your position coach, with D'Amico Ryans and what we watched him do with Mario Edwards, is this a chance where you see D'Amico Ryans signs a guy and all of a sudden that guy gets back to or even remotely close to playing some of the football that he played his first few years out?
That would be killer.
If he could pull that off here in Houston.
I guess this maybe sometimes goes to the mindsets our minds go. Because
I trend positive. You trend negative.
There's sometimes skepticism is, I would say, you call it negative. I call it some questioning. I'm a natural questioner. See, for all the things you listed, like I look at Devin White, fellas, and to me, I think, well, that's not a depth piece. Like, I understand what happened with the Eagles, but like, that's a guy to me that's like, well, you look at him, you're like, he's somebody you're going to play. Like, to me, in my mind, I'm thinking, if Jake Hansen and Devin White were both on the feet, like, you know, on the team, who's going to play? I would say Devin White. If Devin White and Neville Hewitt were both on the team, who would play? I would think Devin White. Hell, one of the season, if you said Henry Toa or Devin White, I would have said Devin White. And so when I looked at that, I was like, that's a guy that you would think is going to play. That's not a guy that you think like, hey, man, that's a guy we're signing for depth. So immediately my mind was like, Christian Harris all right? Is the Aziz injury, is that potentially longer or something than made me wonder? Because this isn't just a body. This is a guy that I also think would expect to want to play. As you said, was he 26? 26 years old? Like, you know, a former Pro Bowler maybe, a couple years ago? And had some injury stuff. So it'd be great if it's just a depth thing and this has nothing to do with the other linebackers that they have on the team that they expect to play. Like, you expect Christian Harris is going to play, 100% of the snaps when he's healthy? You expect that Aziz Alshire is going to play, you know, 90 to 100% of the snaps as he's healthy? And then Toa Toa. And when you bring in a Devin White, to me, it's like, that's where my mind was. Is something up with those two guys? Is there something lingering in which they felt like they didn't need to just get a depth piece that they needed to get, you know, somebody that they could potentially depend on?
Look, I think that's fair. I think it's, I mean, you can wander into the health of all these other guys. Hell, there's three of them you can pick from of whether their injury's longer term than we think. And is a guy like Devin White a guy that could fill that void? Look, I think clearly they're picking him up because they need linebacker play and they feel like he's a guy that can help them. I don't know where he's at from a standpoint of where he fits in or why they're picking him up. I just look at it as, boy, even if it's a situation where you just got a bunch of journeyman defensive tackles like you did in camp, and all of a sudden one of them fits your system and takes to your coaching better and gets back to playing his good, great ball or his best ball,